Hi, I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf, and welcome to my podcast, Cleaning Up the Mental Mess. Okay, today I'm going to talk about three steps to increase emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence, everyone speaks about that, and we know it's so important. But what is emotional intelligence actually? It's actually self-regulation, being able to self-regulate yourself. And self-regulation, as we all know, is something that's absolutely vital. I mean, we hear and we read in the psychology magazines and articles and things about how we, with a child, we're going to co-regulate, and then eventually we're going to self-regulate. And we all talk, we often, if someone is like kind of being a bit difficult with something, we might say, oh, they're not self-regulating. They don't have, you know, we've got to really develop emotional intelligence in our children at schools. Well, this person's emotional intelligence wasn't developed. So those words are used synonymously and are really important. And fortunately, self-regulation is a skill that you can constantly develop throughout your life. The earlier you teach it, obviously, the better. But, you know, things can knock you in life that you just, things happen, and then your self-regulation can go for a loop, and then you've got to almost like, you know, restart again. And so it's not to feel bad if you have periods in your life where this happens or certain things happen, especially trauma. Trauma can have very damaging effects on the ability to self-regulate because people's coping strategies are so often, you know, that's how they coped. And very often they're quite destructive, and their self-regulation is affected, and the emotional intelligence is affected. And then we can also just get into bad habits about reacting in certain ways or having certain triggers that we just, you know, didn't bother to control. And we just got into, well, that's who I am. But, you know, if it's affecting yourself and it's affecting others, the that's who I am story doesn't really work anymore, because we know we're not here on this planet to affect other people in negative ways. We're here to build each other up and to operate in love. And so self-regulation is really important. But just before we begin, I wanted to remind you about my little Brainy that you see sitting here. Brainy is the character that I've created that's in my new book called How to Help Your Child Clean Up Your Mental Mess, How to Help Children with Their Mental Health and Get Mentally Resilient and Deal with All the Things that They're Exposed to. And the cartoon character that I've developed, Brainy, is throughout this book. So we've made a little plush toy, and we've got a coloring book. And these are amazing tools to help you help your child manage their mental health, because children will relate to these images, will relate to this Brainy. If they're having a bad day and you've got a 3 or 4 year old that's having a bad day, you can use Brainy to say, oh, I see Brainy's not happy today. Brainy's kicking the seat of my car. Brainy's crying. Brainy doesn't want to eat. You know, or you can open up the coloring book and say, oh my goodness, Brainy's friend's really sad today. I wonder why Brainy's so sad today. I wonder why Brainy's so sad. In other words, having these as points of contact to help you help your child manage their mental health means that you can help children from as young as 2 and 3. And that goes hand in hand with this book. So we've got different bundles of options for you, and there's discounts on all the bundles. And you can go to drleaf.com to find out about those bundles. Okay, let me put Brainy back here. Okay, so let's get back to how to develop our self-regulation. Let me self-regulate this Brainy who keeps falling over. Okay, so here are the steps to help us increase self-regulation. 5 steps. First thing is self-awareness. We need to develop our self-awareness. So we need to train ourselves to gather. Specifically, gather means that you're being selective. So it's not just generally aware where it can just, oh, well, I'm doing this or whatever, and you just gloss over. It's actually training yourself to stand back and observe how you are functioning, gathering awareness of, okay, not just how I'm functioning, but also how I'm impacting others. Huge to add that component in. So when we talk about gathering self-awareness, I'm talking about gathering awareness of your emotional state, how your body's feeling, how you're looking at life in the moment, and how you are saying and doing things, and the impact that's having on how you are functioning. Are you getting more angry? Are you getting sadder? Are you getting more withdrawn? Are you getting irritated? Are you saying stupid things because you're not controlling it? And what is that impact having on others in your environment, the immediate people in your environment that you're in their presence at the moment? And if this is a pattern that's developing in your life, you know, is there some kind of long-term negative impact that is happening on the people in your life, especially if it's some kind of bad habit that you've developed that you're just not controlling? Like maybe if things don't go your way in a conversation, you lose your temper, or you use sarcasm, or you're just so in the habit of doing it that you just expect people to accept it. And that's not acceptable. Because if it's impacting others and affecting how they function, then one has to deal with it. Or it could be things like maybe you getting quite manipulative if you don't get your own way or something like that. And, you know, that's impacting you because manipulation and sarcasm are very damaging to the mind-brain-body network, create inflammation and affect trust and bonding and relationships and all those things that we know about. So therefore, it's really important to take note of those things. Then if you notice that this is a pattern, you want to be very mindfully reflective. You know, reflection is when you're mindfully reflective, when you focus your reflection. Think of like shining a white light through a prism. When you shine the light through the prism, you get a rainbow on the other side. There's depth. So focused reflection is looking for the depth behind what you've become aware of, the impact on yourself, the impact on others. And then, you know, why are you doing this? Why do you still have this temper after all these years? Why are you still allowing yourself to get so triggered by these certain things? What are those triggers? How often is it happening? The who, the what, the when, the where, the why, the how. So it's basically you a way that you could also do this reflection is that works really well. You've heard me talk about the two chair exercise. I use it for a lot of stuff. It just works really well. You can get two chairs and you sit in one chair and you start reflecting on, you know, being very curious about, you know, why am I losing my temper all the time in these certain situations? Is this something that boils down to, you know, just something, what is the trigger? What is the consistent pattern that's making me lose my temper? I'm going to a conversation and I'm determined not to get mad and not to shout and not to lose my temper. And I'm sitting down within 5 minutes. Ah, that person says that. That really aggravates me. When that person says that type of thing, it aggravates me and that triggers me and I lose my temper. Oh, and so when it's that thing, is it just that person or is it maybe someone else as well? So that's the kind of reflection I'm talking about. And then it's so important that you, when you start to develop emotional regulation, when you start gathering awareness of these, the impact of, on yourself and on others of certain the way you're showing up, and you reflect on that and you don't want to lose that data. As you're trying to solve this and grow your emotional intelligence, when you've gone through that step of being aware and then doing that prism thing of, oh, I'm doing it because of this and these are the triggers, you may forget it. So it's really important to write it down and to date what you write down. You know, date it like on this day, whatever day it is, I finally realized that I need to do work on this, losing my temper in certain situations or getting really reactive in a certain person. And I see what it is that it's that look on that person's face or whatever. And you write that down. And then as you're writing, a trick to writing, and you've heard me say this before, but a real trick to writing that will get deep stuff coming up, that will pull stuff up that you didn't even think was related to the reason for you losing your temper, as the example I'm using, is to write all over the page in the form of a metacog. So start in the middle and then just explode it all over the page. Try and write on lines, in bubbles, with color, and whatever comes to your mind, just put it down wherever. And the more all over the place it is, the more insight you're going to get into why you keep losing that temper. So you may have thought, oh, well, you're losing your temper because of that person's facial expression. But then you see, oh, you lose your temper in these situations too. And is it the facial expression? Is it a tone? Where does that come from? Oh, that comes from when I was in this situation where I actually felt very threatened and the only way I could protect myself was to lose my temper. And I've kept that as a protective mechanism. So whenever I feel threatened, I lose. See, that's the sort of thing that will start coming out when you do the writing in that way. And then it's a good idea when you start doing that talking of all this understanding as you're writing is you start analyzing that. And in the way that I started doing there, as you look at the writing and you look at what's coming up and you start analyzing and seeing, goodness, that look, I did that there. I did that there. It's happening for this many years, that situation. But there I got it under control. In that situation, I remember that happening, but there I got it under control. What was the activation point that helped me get that particular temper under control? And oh, actually, quite often I do get it under control. And it's those same things that aggravate me. So that is what we'd call the recheck, where you're trying to say, this has happened. What am I going to do about it?
I've got some thrilling news to share with you. The BioOptimizers Black Friday Mega Sale is in full swing. And guess what? It's not just a one-day thing. It's happening throughout the entire month of November. This mega deal is available only for my listeners with my code. Yep, you heard me right. It's our secret. You already know that I love bio-optimizers. These guys are the real deal when it comes to improving digestion, and let's not forget about their top-of-the-line magnesium. It's truly the best on the market. Plus, they back up their products with a rock-solid 365-day money-back guarantee, no questions asked. Now is the time of the year when you fill up your shopping cart and stock up on bio-optimizers. Goodness, you won't find a better Black Friday deal anywhere else, not even on Amazon. The biggest discount you can get and the amazing gifts with purchase are available only on my page at biooptimizers.com/Dr. Leaf with the code DrLeaf10. We all have those never-ending Black Friday wish lists, but this year I challenge you to put your health at the top of this. So why wait? Choose to put your health first this Black Friday. Head over to biooptimizers.com/Dr. Leaf and enter the code DrLeaf10 at checkout to get this amazing deal. It's biooptimizers.com/Dr. Leaf with the code DrLeaf10. Don't miss out on this mega deal for my listeners only. The link and details will be in the show notes. And then you get to the point of, okay, so I can summarize this now. I see that in this particular situation, and this is coming from this particular situation in my childhood or in this particular relationship, that I felt very threatened. This was my coping mechanism. It's not effective. It's very destructive. I hate losing my temper. I'm not going to lose my temper. I'm going to do this. When I feel myself boiling and I want to react, I'm going to stand back. I'm going to train myself to stand back and literally go out of my body and observe myself and make sure that I'm deeply aware of my heart beating and that tensing in my shoulders. And I'm going to say to myself, it's okay, take a deep breath, calm down, something like that. So you're going to give yourself a strategy for when you're in that situation. And that's the strategy that worked that one or two times that it worked before. But now you're going to practice that strategy, and you're going to practice and practice. And over 63 days of practicing that, when you're in those situations and you lose your temper, you guess what? You're going to have your temper under control because you've wired into your network a way of, and you've just deconstructed why you lose your temper, and now you've reconstructed. Now that is what I've just walked through, is the neurocycle, and it's how you develop self-regulation. The neurocycle is the tool of mind management, and mind management is in essence developing emotional intelligence. It's developing the self-regulation. And here I've given an example of losing your temper. But you can apply this to anything. You know, if you find yourself being an if-only person, you do something and you think, oh, if only I'd done it this way. That can affect your emotional intelligence because you can become stuck. You can go through the same process. When do I say the if-onlys? How does it make me feel? How does it let me focus and do that focused reflection? What is the depth there? Why am I doing this? And let me write that down and let me see what else comes up. And let me say, okay, these are the situations. This is why. This is where it comes from. This is what I'm going to do. Action. This is my action step that I'm going to take. And that way, every time you do a neurocycle, and you can use my neurocycle app, I strongly recommend that you go and subscribe to that neurocycle app where I walk you through how to self-regulate, how to develop the neurocycle and apply it, whether it's a bad habit, whether it's a trauma, whether it's a day-to-day struggle that you're having. You can learn to apply it in these different contexts, and that is developing your emotional intelligence. The more emotionally intelligent you are, which means you're more self-regulated, the healthier your psychoneurobiological networks are. In other words, the healthier you are. Your brain, your mind, your relationships, your life. Doesn't mean that life's not going to be tough. It is going to be tough. But because you're developing emotional intelligence, you will have the wisdom to deal with those challenges so much more effectively. Hope this has helped you. And if it has, I'd love you to go and leave a review on wherever you listen to podcasts, and a rating and a review, and share this with friends. Listen, we all need self-regulation. We all need emotional intelligence. This world will be a lot healthier place if we were all a lot more emotionally regulated. Thanks for joining me. I look forward to seeing you next time.